Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
It has been an all-caller show today. We haven't needed any politicians or experts. We have each other. Let's talk for one more topic. Just call in and tell us what made you laugh in 2012. What made you laugh in 2012? 212-433-WNYC. Was it a comedian? Was it your kids? Was it the absurdity of life in general? What made you laugh in 2012? Call in and share it or post it to our page at WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show. If you want to tell a joke, you can do that. A joke you heard in 2012, if that's what made you laugh, call in and deliver it. Don't blow your line. But call in and tell us a joke that made you laugh in 2012. 212-433-WNYC. Or just call in and tell us about something that made you laugh. Was it the Republican primary debates? They had some pretty hilarious moments. Somebody posted that on our page already. Was it the Book of Mormon, which definitely made me laugh when I finally saw it on Broadway this year? 212-433-9692. So you get the idea. And while your calls are coming in, I'll tell you a true story related to the play that made me laugh this year. I know a teenager from New York, a Manhattan kid with no knowledge of Mormonism, no experience with Mormons. This teenager was up in the country in New England earlier this year. He was approached by a couple of Mormons doing their outreach thing. One of them said to the kid, "Do you know about the Book of Mormon?" And the kid said, "Of course I know about the Book of Mormon. I'm from New York." The Mormons looked confused and said, "You know about the Book of Mormon because you're from New York?" And the kid said, "Yeah, I hear it's a great play." And the Mormon said, "No, we mean the real Book of Mormon." And the kid said he didn't know there was any such thing. So, needless to say, the Mormons did not find someone to baptize in that encounter. So there were two things that made me laugh in 2012. Book of Mormon, the play, and Book of Mormon, the misunderstanding. How about you? What made you laugh in 2012? 212-433-WNYC or post it to our page at WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show. We'll put your calls on the air right after this. Brian Lehrer on WNYC as we wrap up our all-caller edition today with the question, what made you laugh out loud in 2012? We'll start with Simon in Brooklyn. Hey, Simon, thanks for calling.
How's it going? This is a fourth time caller now, actually.
All right. Well, keep. I want you to keep good records about how many times you called the show.
I have been. So a man and a giraffe walk into a bar. They both had a long day. They start drinking, start pounding back shots. Giraffe has too much, hits the floor, passed out. Man sees the giraffe on the floor, gets up, starts making his way out. Bartender says, "Hey, can't leave that line there." Man says, "It's not a line, it's a giraffe."
Oh, Simon, thank you very much. That's what made Simon laugh in 2012. Dee in Darien. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi. My biggest laugh of the year, and it will prove to be beyond this year, is Megyn Kelly asking Karl Rove, "Is this just math that you do as a Republican to make yourself feel better?" Loved it.
On election night, when he didn't believe Fox News' own projection
exactly
that Obama would win the election.
A humana, a humana, a humana. It was fun.
Thank you very much. Eric in Morris Park in the Bronx. You're on WNYC. Hello.
Hey, what's going on?
What made you laugh this year?
This year I went to see Louis C.K. after trying to see him live for 3 years in a row, and he was brilliant. His timing was as if they edited right on stage. It was so funny.
What did he do? You don't have to try to do the material, but like, what did he do this year that was really good?
Just some observations, just kind of things that we, I don't know if it's probably copyrighted material, I shouldn't repeat it, but just observations that really kind of make you cringe at first, but then like a grenade a second later, you're laughing. It's hilarious stuff.
Right. Well, it's copyrighted, but there are fair use laws, you know. So if you wanted to cite one of the examples, you can, if you have one top of mind.
Yes, I do. He says, "I'm at a point in life where some things are absolutely, but some things are, well, maybe. For example,
absolutely, we should be precautious about people with food allergies. But maybe if you touch a peanut and die, you shouldn't be alive.
Whoa. All right, Eric. My son with nut allergies may not appreciate that particular piece of humor, but I guess it made people laugh. Evelyn in Stony Brook, you're on WNYC. Hi, Evelyn.
Hi, how are you?
Good. What made you laugh this year?
Key and Peele.
Key and Peele.
Yeah, free new show on Comedy Central, and I think it's the funniest comedy show since In Living Color.
What do they
it's
do?
Really clever, really, you know, astute, and those guys are just dynamite.
Uh-huh. Is it and I don't know it, is it a sitcom? Is it a stand-up duo?
They do skits. They're two comedians, and they do skits, and it can be social humor, political humor, but they are just really terrific.
Key and Peele, one for Key and Peele from Evelyn and Stony Brook. Judith in Manhattan, you're on WNYC. Hi, Judith.
Hi. What made me laugh was just last night, I was reading Dana Stevens' review of Les Miserables on Slate, and she talked about the camera looking up into the faces of the actors while they were singing like a cocker spaniel adoringly and occasionally launched itself into their faces.
It made me laugh. Judith, thank you very much. Dana Stevens' review of Les Mis on Slate. Cindy in Hamilton, New Jersey. You're on the air. Hi, Cindy.
Hi, Brian. I've been watching this video blog every single day in 2012. It's entitled The Doomsday Diaries. And he's funny, comedic, witty, just a great talent. And everyone needs to check out 75 Best Supporting Actresses. It was recorded on February 26th, 2012. Very funny. He goes through all the supporting actresses. It's, I don't know, about several minutes long, but usually it's about 5 to 10 minutes long, his videos, and very funny.
Thank you very much. Michael in Brooklyn. Hi, Michael. What made you laugh?
Hi, Brian. Thanks for having me on the show.
Sure.
I want to there was this piece in the debates between Obama and Romney, where Romney was speaking about the military, and Obama delivered this line that was like, "We don't have bayonets and we don't carry bayonets anymore." It was insanely well delivered and hype and well pitched, and he had this look of glee on him. It was just amazing. I knew he was going to win right there. So
bayonets and horses, right?
Yeah, it's bayonets and horses. Amazing line. It seemed like it was scripted, but I'm not sure if it was.
Michael, thank you very much. Oh, here's another one from the debates. So Maliki in Manhattan, you're on the air. Hello.
Hello, Brian. Happy New Year.
Is this my old friend Maliki McCourt?
Absolutely, my son.
Haven't heard from you in a long, long time. And so you, of all people, something that made you laugh must have been really funny because you make us laugh.
Thank you so much, Brian. Well, I was trying to imagine, in my wildest imagination, but I haven't been able to achieve it yet. How can you imagine binders full of women?
As a rhetorical question, it sits out there. How can you imagine?
Yeah, I can't imagine binders. So when Romney said they brought him binders full of women, I just imagine them opening binders and women falling all over the floor.
Maliki, thank you very much. I think probably didn't help many women voters imagine pulling the lever for Romney. Roy in Queens, you're on WNYC. Hi, Roy.
Hi, Brian. I hope my mom is listening. She's a very big fan of yours. And one of the things that we enjoy occasionally when we're in the car together are the Jack Benny radio shows, which appear on one of the satellite radio channels. Endlessly funny, you know, sometimes 70 years after they were first broadcast, and just laugh after laugh after laugh. It doesn't really get any better in terms of that kind of comedy than he did and still gives us.
They hold up, huh? Because some humor does, some comedy does, some comedy doesn't.
His stuff was so specifically, you know, unbelievably well-honed. The audience anticipated every possible response of his, and then he would consistently knock it right out of the park farther than they thought he could ever get it. and it's still a constant joy.
Roy in Queens with the Jack Benny radio show, making him laugh even in 2012. And his mom, hi mom, Roy's mom, my mom too, hi mom. Roy, thanks a lot. Barzin in Manhattan, you're on WNYC, hello.
Hi, Brian. Big fan of this show. What made me laugh this year was actor and comedian Maz Jobrani at Caroline's this year. Absolutely so funny in being able to show both the Iranian side of our culture and the American side and the differences between.
You have an example? You want to try to do a riff?
He made a couple of inappropriate jokes toward, you know, with American sayings, and he said, now I'm going to get an email from the Iranians in the back going, oh, I will email Marsh tomorrow, and I ask him what that meant. And it's so stereotypical of Iranians, always thinking that they know the most famous person in the room and that they could just personally contact them to get a personal explanation of what that joke meant.
Thank you very much. Annette in Morristown, you have a book that made you laugh this year, yes?
Oh, yes. My friend turned me on to a used paperback copy of Terry Pratchett's Reaper Man. It's, I don't know, science fiction occult. I was roaring out loud through the whole thing. And besides that, the guy's got a way with words, and you can just tell he's an absolute genius. That's one person I'd like to meet before I die.
Annette, thank you very much. Reaper Man by Terry Pratchett. On our comments page, there's about 25 of them. You might want to go check them out or post your own, as we're going to run out of time soon on what made you laugh in 2012. Paulette from West Orange writes, I heard the cutest story on the Moth Radio Hour. Two sisters, maybe 3 or 4 years old. One gave the other a haircut, and the father interviewed them. It was the cutest, funniest interview I ever heard. I laughed out loud. Your producer said it was actually a video. A WNPR reporter, Jeff Cohen in Hartford, made of his two daughters, and we'll post it on our page because it was hilarious. Who lets a 3 or 4 year old give another toddler a haircut? Didn't they read the thing about running with scissors? Anyway, Wilbert in Manhattan, what made you laugh in 2012?
Brian, I love your show, and the thing that makes me laugh the most is myself.
Yourself? Are you laughing?
Yeah, I mean, the thing is, I realize now, I'm 68 years old, but I realize that the way I look and the way I sound and what I say is so contradictory in a pleasant way that everybody ends up laughing, and I say, I'm not joking. They say, well, you have to be, right? And I'm not, but I love it. It makes me feel happy, and it keeps me feeling vibrant and optimistic. So I love my interactions with people because it's so funny.
Wilbert, thank you very much. Well, it's good to amuse yourself if it keeps you laughing like the laughing Buddha, right? All right, Wilbert, thanks a lot. And here's to everybody laughing with yourselves, not at yourselves. Thanks for all your calls. This was great. Who needs guests and experts when we have callers like you?